Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's right, folks. Welcome to the show this morning. We're in a special location for a special occasion. And I don't know that the dome has looked better ever. I mean, it's very subtle lighting inside the dome. The screens have been redone, reconfigured. They're just absolutely stunning. The mood in here is just, it's absolutely incredible. I've never seen it like this. But
yeah, it's beautiful. And you see the ribbon boards that are part of the renovation. That's things that you didn't see before pop out at you. And you're right. You have to kind of turn the lights down a little bit. But when you do, you see something new all the time. And it's amazing.
So we were talking a little bit off air, Mike, you and I. The Saints organization is purchased by Tom Benson in 1985, and obviously Gail Benson, and they're going to be honored today. Well-deserved. Long legacy here. Great corporate partner to our community in so many different ways. Always kind of amazing, the next thing that they involve themselves in, and it just continues to roll out each and every day. A lot of executives from the NFL here, making your job real easy. You know, I think they're doing a tour right now with Roger Goodell.
Roger Goodell,
NFL commissioner,
will be the one who will be inducting the late Mr. Benson and Mrs. Benson. And, you know, we celebrate a lot of things. We should be celebrating May 31st, 1985. We don't. That's when Mr. Benson bought the team. A pretty well-spent $70 million, if you think about it now, in today's dollars and what that team is worth. And he and some others, and, you know, car dealership, 7th Ward, St. Aloysius, born in 27, so, you know, grew up through the Depression era. Nothing given to Tom Benson.
Right.
And Mrs. Benson, talk about carrying the legacy of him, but the philanthropic side, what an ambassador she has been and is for the Pelicans, for the city, for the Super Bowl, for just about everything.
And actually, we have with us Mark Romig. His family has been there from the very beginning, right?
Yeah, really, since 1970. Dad started announcing for the Saints at Tulane Stadium.
And then you took over.
This is my 12th year.
12 right. Already. Wow.
This is 12. Feels just like yesterday. My butterflies are still there.
It's the best job, right?
It really is. If I could do this full time, no offense to New Orleans and Company, but I would do this full time.
Or all the other activities that you're involved in.
Trying to find your title.
Such a joy to be in this building. It really is. It's like a living room. It really is. And today it looks like a living room.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. But, you know, when you think about this legacy, and obviously this is the 11th Super Bowl that we will be putting on, Super Bowl 59, I think more than any other.
We tie with Miami. We have February 9th come around. It's 79 days, I believe.
Yeah, so we have a countdown in our lobby.
79
And I remember walking this morning going, ooh, under 80. It's just, you know, the little monuments like that kind of go, okay, we'll be ready. We're built to host. This is what we do. It's the 8th time for the venue, so no other venue has more.
That's what it is.
And to be tied, we're not even really tied with Miami. We're tied with South Florida.
Right.
That's a pretty expensive area as opposed to New Orleans right here, you know, Poydras Street. So you know, so much has to happen, and you know, New Orleans and company, but also you're, you know, with the PR committee and one of 16, I think, committees.
Yeah.
You know, this stuff doesn't just happen.
The host committee is well organized. There are so many different functions, and it's really done with volunteers all the way through. We have got a great professional staff, Jay Cicero and his team, who do this in and out. This is Jay's fourth Super Bowl, I believe, and it's just enveloped the committee with all sorts of great people. I co-chair the PR, Media, and Branding Committee with Rob Hatley, who is with Entergy. He's the Group Vice President for Corporate Communications. And we have really been very intentional about getting the state of Louisiana involved. We've got PR professionals from around the state, from Shreveport, Monroe, Lafayette, Lake Charles, Alexandria, Baton Rouge, helping us tell the story about why this is so important to not only New Orleans, but to the rest of the state.
So smart, at least to me, just because we fight this whole north-south, north Louisiana, south Louisiana. In the real world, the state of Louisiana benefits. But we do want the regional. You know, want their knowledge. We want, you know, if somebody comes in early that week and they want to take a day trip, we want them to have a voice. And I think that was a very important move.
Yeah, in many ways, New Orleans is used as a base camp for people who travel into Louisiana. They may come here and spend a couple of nights, but they're going to get out into to the wonderful byways and highways of Louisiana. And so this gives us an opportunity to tell that story. There's a sports story that will be told the week of the game, but we've got so many other key messages that we want to impart on the national media and international media. We'll have over probably close to 7,000 credentialed media in town.
And along those lines, Mike and I were talking, Jay, earlier. NFL Films is here. They actually took a shot of Mike and I. We may appear in a video, but they are already filming special interest stories here in the Dome in the city, and they've flown in a bunch of folks, and they'll be here through the weekend filming in preparation for the Super Bowl presentation.
We've enjoyed telling the whole story of Louisiana and this New Orleans region, and we think that out of this will come a lot of opportunity for people to realize that Louisiana and New Orleans is open for business. Jefferson Parish, St. Tammany Parish, St. Bernard Parish, Plaquemine, we're all in it together. And I think you'll see that a lot as we get closer with the fact that all the eyeballs of the world will be on New Orleans over the next several weeks.
And so the recipe clearly different than it was in 2013, right? So one of the events earlier is that all, you know, top however many number of social media influencers brought in, shown around, food, the whole thing. And then most recently, I'm going to say 50 or so journalists from around the globe to come in, brilliant move again, to tell the story before the story.
That's
They're
right.
coming back, but tell the story now and globally before you come.
Right. We told the story a couple of weekends ago, and you helped participate with that. And Caesars Superdome, Caesars, the new casino, the renovation of the hotel, the convention center, City Park, the French Quarter. We showed why the city is so remarkably walkable. And that's one of, I think, the reasons why NFL sees this as a prime spot, and why fans and the corporate sponsors of the NFL see this as a prime spot, because it is easily handled, and that's why people keep coming back here. And you said it earlier. We use the phrase "built to host." It's just natural. That's what we do, and we're built to host major events, conventions, meetings, associations, and that couple that wants to come in for a weekend.
Yeah.
How, Mark, when we talk about social influencers, obviously it's changed the game, right? But there are no traditional rules in that medium.
Not really. You've got social media handles happening 24/7. You're relying on people to have a good experience here that will then communicate that out to their networks. We regularly bring in influencers who have large followers, following, I should say, lots of followers, and we let them tell the story about why our museums are so wonderful, why our parks are so wonderful, our food, our music, our sports scene. It's changed the way that we market New Orleans. We only have so many resources that we can buy media, paid media, television commercials, radio commercials. That's all very important. But social media has changed the game because it's happening. Whether you like it or not, people are going to be talking about you. We want them to be talking positively about Louisiana and New Orleans.
But it's obviously increased the difficulty of what, like, New Orleans and Company does and other folks in promotion business, promoting this event or otherwise, because it's a lot broader. It's a lot deeper.
It's deeper, and it's
and
somewhat
it's more instantaneous.
Out of your control.
I was about to say, I'm kind of uncontrollable, but, you know, strategically done, targeting the right audiences, finding those right influences, you can make magic, and that's what we've been doing. We've got a four-person social media team. That's what they do each and every day. They're pushing stories out, creating content, but we're also bringing influencers in and getting them around town. To the group that came in a couple of weekends ago, we already had a Forbes article.
Oh, really?
Yeah, awesome. Talking about how New Orleans is built to host and it's getting ready for the Super Bowl. So that'll continue.
There are a lot of jobs I don't want. Yours is on the list. So is yours, Neil. And so is Michael Hecht. So because
I love my job as Chief Marketing Officer at New Orleans and Company, and working for that team it's been fantastic.
Michael Hecht is, you know, kind of he's. It got questioned a lot about because there's a lot of construction happening right now, a lot of projects, some 500 projects, and I think he said it best the other night on watching television, and it's like, this is not a Band-Aid approach. These are futuristic fixes that are going to benefit events 5 years from now, and we've been a Band-Aid approach. We've done that.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
And I know we're all paying the price now, but in the end...
Sure, and we live here. We've seen the construction projects. I think there are two schools of thought. Some people that say, you know, that Super Bowl, we have all these darn construction projects. The other school of thought is, I'm so glad the Super Bowl is here because we can get these done. And to your point, they're getting done, and you see the road work that's being done. This is quality work, road work. This is not something that you're just throwing some asphalt down. This is,
you know, it's interesting. People always ask, oh, why does it take a Super Bowl, or why does it take a Taylor Swift concert? These are opportunities, right?
That's right?
And they come to you in many ways,
take
shapes, and forms, right?
And it's
incumbent upon you to leverage those opportunities.
Yeah, you got to take
advantage
of it.
For what it's worth. Now, the aftermath, the ability to maintain the improvements and everything else, that's a different story, but that's incumbent upon the leadership of the city to do so. And one of the things I like about what's happened in the aftermath already that they're thinking about with Michael Hecht is this communication that they have going on, and collaboration amongst the business community, the city leaders, the operations folks. They want that to continue because they've seen the huge benefits that have flowed out from that. And I hope that if that happens, that could be one of the biggest successes of everything that we've done in preparation for the Super Bowl.
The lessons of how to communicate, to your point, how to communicate better and how to work together as a team. I mean, this has been the great unifier. I hearken back to the World's Fair in 1984. That event brought the community together from all neighborhoods, all aspects of life. And I'm seeing something like this, Super Bowl, bringing people together and getting things done. So it's a point of pride for all of us, and to your earlier message, let's just keep it going.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We know that you are busy running around, and you'll get your steps
wearing,
in today.
Wearing many hats.
It's fun. It's fun. We're having a good time.
We are.
And go Saints, by the way.
Go Saints, baby. December 1st. Make it three in a row.
That's right.
Move
absolutely.
Them James.
Touchdown.
Yeah.
Alrighty, that's Mark Romig, New Orleans and Company, Super Bowl 59 PR Committee Co-Chair, and we appreciate him joining us. We'll be right back after the break. I'm Newell Norman. He's Mike Haas. Stay with us.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Welcome back, folks. We are here at the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation Honors Luncheon and ramp up to Super Bowl 59. Mike, you have been interacting with a lot of the folks coming in and out from the NFL. Quite a few here this weekend.
Yeah, they're doing some stories. Everybody's trying to kind of get ahead of the game, if you will, because the football field, you know, will stay down, but there's Saints games. There's the Bayou Classic. You know, you got the R&L Carriers Bowl, high school football.
Right.
So the opportunities feel like, you know, wild and abundant, but there really aren't a lot. And then you get throw the holidays in there. So, yeah, we have NFL Films this year doing some interviews and some stories with Ed Reed, some of the local players and local flavor. So, yeah, it's just kind of, you know, every day it's something new and something good, and we're still a long way away. The NFL had all the international games, right? And so the last game, I think, was the one in Munich with Carolina. Mm-hmm. And we kind of felt like after that, we would become, you know, the focus. And they've been here for 2 years. Don't get me wrong. Great partners. But it's you can feel the momentum turning, right?
Yeah.
And into this game. And, you know, you don't know. You don't know who. You don't even know. It's a weird situation to plan for because you don't know who's coming.
Right.
But they have been great to work with, and we're so happy to show off the building. It's so much different than it was in 2013. They've had some turnover as well, but the building itself is so much different. But as Mark said, how do you prepare for 7,000 credentialed media?
Right,
right,
right.
I mean, that's, you know, they'll be in, you know, tents and, you know, in areas that we have always had media. So it's just a, it's a big game.
You know, in one respect, though, and I love listening to you talk about this, because in one respect, those not familiar kind of believe this whole thing is limited to this physical space, the Caesar Superdome. But in reality, that's just really almost a small part of the overall event, right?
Right. So you've got, you know, the NFL experience happening down at the convention center. So, and things are different. They have what wouldn't be here normally is opening night,
right?
And so on Monday night, opening night here at the Dome. You're right, because it feels like it's not really you're not used much until you get closer to the game. But now opening night is massive. And I can't even wait to see kind of what that is. But you have, and as Evan and Doug Thornton like to talk about, it's this triangle of the Dome, the Convention Center, and the French Quarter, right? And in between that are 26,000 hotel rooms. Guess what, South Florida? Guess what, any other place in the country? Santa Clara next year. You ain't got that.
No.
So it is, and so there's a lot of things happening.
Santa Clara's like in the middle of a neighborhood.
Yeah, it's out
the
there.
Stadium,
it's outside,
right?
Of San Jose. It's not far from a lot, but it's funny. I looked it up today. I just kind of put it, because we played there in the preseason. And there's some hotels close, maybe 10 that are walkable, maybe 10,
mm-hmm.
All right, as opposed to 26,000 rooms. But you're driving, right? You're
right.
Coming in from San Jose. You're coming in from San Francisco. You're coming in from parts unknown. So you just don't have the uniqueness of this building and a convention center a mile away and the French Quarter a mile away.
And an arena next door.
And an arena next door and Champion Square. I will say this, every inch of it will be used, because that's somewhat different than if you look at us versus Allegiance is similar, but like in Arizona, right?
Mm-hmm.
State Farm Stadium. Well, they just got parking lot. You just keep going till you hit a mountain. Stop,
yeah.
Right? We don't have that luxury, right? We
hit
don't
a mountain
have,
or you, a rattlesnake.
Right, yeah. And you will, but we don't have that luxury because we're landlocked. And so that is what it is. But you make the best of it, and they're used to it. And the trade-off is the walkability. Is the walkability.
And I'm sure that you hear that from the NFL quite frequently as they talk about this and talk about how they're moving folks from point A to point B, that it's just a lot easier because it's just short distances, right?
Right. I mean, nobody, you know, I say this, but not everybody wants to say we're the best place to host. Officially.
Well,
because it is a battle now, right? I mean, even look at the Sugar Bowl. We have a quarterfinal game for the Sugar Bowl, still in the hunt for a CFP, I think, in 27 or 28. But it's not like it. There's no rotations, right? You don't automatically get anything. And so that's the challenge. And that's why you need, and then Jay Cicero and I talk about this all the time, you need the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. These
sure.
things don't just happen.
No.
And the volunteers don't just show up. We had Jay on, what was that? I was talking to him on the radio, and I was like, hey, your calendar for an event, how far does it go? He said 2032. I'm like, that's not a real year. 20, I mean, so that's what I'm saying. So you've got this event was 5 years ago because we're supposed to be in 24. So you have, and we're going to talk to Abby Jones, who's walking up now. She's our director of sales and marketing. You have these events that come, but they're done years in advance. And as Abby gets her mic on, and I'm so thrilled to have Abby on. Hello, Abby.
Hello, Abby. How are you?
Thank you for having me.
And so we had this, you know, it's funny how things turn from Taylor Swift to Super Bowl. But I don't want to turn to the Super Bowl just yet. I want to stay on Taylor because I've never been at an event that long, that positive. It was nerve-wrackingly and exhausting for you, but I can't imagine if you'd have wrote it down on paper how you wanted it to turn out, that would have been close.
Yes. One of the most entertaining things was actually watching Mike Haas become a Swiftie over those
you do
5
what you
days.
Do.
That transformation was very interesting, was it not?
It was. He drank the Kool-Aid.
So he shakes it up every morning now.
Right? He does. He does. No, I mean, I don't really think you can say enough about how wonderful that weekend was for just the city in general and all of our hospitality industry and the experience that they had and the exposure that the city got and with the demographic that came out and the positiviness. That's not a word, but it was great. And then to be able to host it here and see the workings and for our team and the little elements that we were able to add to engage with the fans. Obviously, the friendship bracelets went over better than expected. I mean,
Abby's idea. Let's just get it out there now because it was Abby's idea.
And just saying, right?
No, it was I can't say the word I want to use, but it was gutsy. It was a gutsy call.
It took probably about 9 months to get all the approvals and.
Are you kidding me?
No, and to get people to.
Oh my
to buy
God.
In and because it was crazy and then I had to find a company that could make it, which you know we did with Sean and Big Easy Balls out of Miami. That is the name of the company. I'm not
that's right.
inappropriate.
And I was worried about saying ballsy and yeah, that's but you know there it is, there we go.
So it's part of the vernacular now, right?
It is. And if I knew how much I was going to say that company's name, I probably would have chosen another one. But, no, they were great. And, you know, within less than 5 weeks, we were able to come up with a design. You know, there was a lot of concern about the material, the weight, you know, making sure that it would withstand the elements. I mean, it was just nylon, like a bouncy house. Get them constructed. Each bracelet was one consecutive piece,
right?
Get it shipped to us and then installed, and it was in the nick of time, and I knew everyone would like them, but to get the overwhelming response and just stand out on the plaza and see thousands of people take their picture with big smiles and the comments on all the social medias as they travel from one stadium to another, it's this, you know, ongoing joy that New Orleans gets to send to the rest of the world, you know, they're international at this point. So,
and then you got to share it with another stadium.
Yes.
Brilliant.
I mean, absolutely.
Yes. They went to Indianapolis and then Toronto, and I believe they're on their way to Vancouver. We'll see. We want to make sure they get up. I don't want to.
That's right. We're always,
spill the beans.
You know, but that to me is just kind of paying it forward. Right. Yeah. I just thought that was a great, because people kept asking, what are you gonna do? And then pay it forward. And, They'll eventually come home.
From the outside looking in, and I think I mentioned this to Mike, and I gave kudos to ASM, y'all staff. Total execution.
Thank you.
And everyone that I talked to, and I talked to a lot of people that went to that event, and I was actually the Uber driver for my family on Sunday night. People felt safe. The flow worked. The pre-sales of the merchandise out in Champion Square and then I think in the arena for a couple of days. Folks appreciated that. Obviously, a lot of times the demand is greater than the supply. That's not your problem. That's somebody else's. But the reality is that's a testament to how much people really appreciated the opportunity, whether you were a ticket holder or not, to play a part. And it reverberated through the community, I mean, completely, about the execution of this. And that's what I just kept hearing over and over and over again, which is a testament to y'all's hard work.
Yeah, I really want to give a shout-out to Pharaoh Bouton, who is our director of operations here, and the way him and his team look at events, see events from, you know, artist perspective, guest perspective, to make that a reality. And they deserve all the credit for that beautiful ingress and egress. They did an amazing job. But, you know, as we're sitting here before this luncheon, you know, and the tagline is, it's what we do, and we are built to host. And that's what's great about this city is there is this relationship and connection between ASM and the Saints and ASM and GNOSF, let me get that correct, you know, in New Orleans and company, that we can confidently go out globally and say we want to host your large event because we know how to do this and we're going to do it right. So. Yep.
And the LSED.
Yes, and the LSED.
We love our acronyms.
And there are others.
We love our
acronyms.
Probably
another six or seven acronyms at least, right?
But so the page turns quickly, right? The page turns quickly, and the Super Bowl have been partners with us for the last couple of years. But it's under 80 days, right? We see it when we walk in every morning, and the momentum has changed.
The momentum has changed. We still need to make sure that we are getting ramped up for LHSA football and the Bayou Classic,
Battle of the Bands,
New Orleans Bowl, the Sugar Bowl. You know,
Saints games,
Pelicans games. Justin Timberlake on Monday, 85 South this Saturday. That we're really looking forward to, along with Rod Wave and. Wild and Out, there's a slew of other shows, but, you know, as much as we're focusing on the Super Bowl and it's number one priority, we got to make sure that all of our clients and guests get the attention they need to throw that stellar event that we get to do every year, which is an honor.
I heard through the grapevine that as a result of the Taylor Swift concert, that y'all have upgraded the bedding in your respective offices here. Is that
no
true?
More cots.
I will not confirm or deny if there is a pillow top air mattress somewhere in this building for some of our hardworking event coordinators. But, you know, as someone who's been in the hospitality industry for probably more decades than I should, I'd love to tell you I never slept overnight in one of my venues to make an event happen, but that'd be a lie. So.
Well, and it doesn't stop. So the Bayou Classic, Thanksgiving is late this year, the 28th. Battle of the Bands the 29th, Bayou Classic on the 30th, Saints game on the 1st.
On the 1st.
That's
wow.
A lot of restocking,
wow.
Repainting, retaking every banner down, putting the Saints, the Florida Lee. It's barely a blip. It's because it's what you know, our field crew, Pharaoh, Chuck Borg, Evan Holmes, that's what everybody does. And, you know, to flip a field in 24 hours. It's been done. We do it.
Absolutely.
But it ain't easy.
It's not a small building to clean either.
That's true.
I'll tell you, Ms. Daisy. And we get a lot of positive comments from inspections on exactly how clean and amazing this venue is. And kudos to their team, too, because there are a lot of restrooms.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And a lot of little spaces and nooks and crannies.
Not as many nooks and crannies anymore. We've opened it up a lot. And so that is the beauty of it. But that's the fun part, right? The fun part is to be able to show this building off and let people see it, kind of like we're seeing it now. Because we don't see it often with the lights down like this and the boards are kind of an amber orange and you just have this glow. And you see things on the 100 Plaza level that maybe you didn't normally see. You can see the bar, you know, lights around the 40-yard bars so much clearer now because the lights aren't on. So it's just cool.
What has changed for you? We were talking earlier with Mark Romick. Thank you. With Mark Romick. You know, about the social media and the promotion and what happens now. I mean, there's so many different silos of it today than there were 20 years ago. Some you have the same amount of control, some maybe a little little more control, and then others no control at all.
Yes, I have three wonderful I almost wish we were TV right now.
If you'd have seen her face just now when I asked that question.
That just lets you know that it is overwhelming.
Yeah, you know, the decision, you know, go social, and then, you know, with social, is it organic content? Do you have approval to make organic content? You know, is it, you know, just the poster that you go out, does that reach? You know, and people forget what they saw 30 seconds after they saw it. They want right. something new. So then, you know, but you can't put too much up. And, you know, so we have conversations all the time and come up with just crazy ideas and see what we can pull out and do that stay within the parameters. And then, you know, you're still talking about all your traditional methods, you know, whether that's print, TV, radio, you know, billboards, constantly trying to reach out to the colleges or different, you know, demographics and genres pending on the show. And it's like taking a bunch of noodles and just throwing it on the wall and seeing which one sticks. And if none of them stick, then, you know, you're in the hot seat because you got tickets you got to sell. So, you know, keeping up with the changes in the social world, especially since, you know, it's not something that I grew up with.
Me either.
You know, you learn. My team teaches me something new every single day, and I'll see something and I'll think, oh, that's a really cool idea. And I'll come in, and I'm like really excited. Like, I saw this on TikTok because they taught me how to use TikTok. And I'll be like, let's do this. And they just look at me and they're like, Abby, that was last week. No one's doing that anymore. And I'm like, okay. Oh. All right.
Which makes me about 2 months behind.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, best. I guess it's an exercise that really tests the bounds of your imagination every day, right?
Yes.
You have to, and Abby's the queen. I was going to say king. She's the queen. You got to think outside the box.
Yeah.
You got to think outside the box. And Abby does that better than anybody that I've ever worked with before. You got to.
Thank you.
So they're not all successes, but you got to think outside the box.
Yeah.
She does.
Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Make sure that you're taking your vitamins or whatever.
Will do.
And I'm sure that bed, that air mattress will get used between now and the Super Bowl.
Well, thank you for having me on. It was a pleasure. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Abby, as always.
Thank you so much. All right, folks, we will be right back. I'm Newell Norman. He's Mike Haas, and she was Abby Jones, Director of Sales and Marketing for ASM here at these facilities. She's got more than one facility, too.
Right, that's just it. You know, yeah. So a lot of what she was talking about were things that are happening in the Smoothie King Center. And
right.
Throw in the Pelicans, right? Playing tonight, Golden State. There's so much happening on this. We call it a campus,
right?
There's so much happening here.
Absolutely. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. I'm Newell Norman. He's Mike Haas. We are at the Caesars Superdome for the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation Honors Luncheon, and folks are starting to roll in. We just saw Miss Gail Benson coming in, Mike, and I know that they've been going on a tour with Roger Goodell of the facility. Is this the first time that he's seen?
You know, that is, I don't know that is. My thought would be no. That he has been.
He has seen it before, right?
Throughout the renovation. And what I like, and I always feel is important, is that the Super Bowl was awarded, again, was originally for 2024, had nothing to do with the renovation. The building had proposed the Super Bowl as is, the renovation was laying yet.
Right.
So people go, oh, you had to do the renovation. No.
No, that's
didn't
right.
have to do it all. That's how much this building is important and iconic and wants to, and hosts these big events. So, yeah, it's now got moved to 25. And Mrs. Benson, yeah, she's being, you know, into the Hall of Fame today with Mr. Benson. And I was at an event Saturday So she had Moonlight and Miracles on Friday, mm-hmm. Pelicans on Friday. She had Giving Hope Gala on Saturday that I was emceeing. So, and she had to go to the Pelicans game that night, and she goes, and I had to go change clothes. She was at like a, you know, a gap. So she is a very ambitious and busy and generous and wonderful, wonderful lady.
Absolutely. And let's talk briefly about the Sports Foundation and the role they play. I happened to have a conversation with Dennis Lauscher before we came on air today, and we were talking about how pretty it was in here, you know, and we, the conversation kind of moved to how important it is to have an organization like the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. You mentioned that earlier in your comments, but a lot of times I don't think the public, the listening audience, quite connects the dots, you know, of the role that they play.
Right. They are they're the bidders. They're the ones that put things together for different events. When we had WrestleMania, you know, different, any kind of event that's it's in the city, you know, they are a part of. Here's what you need to know. What is their website? .org, right? They rely on a stipend from the state, from the money. They are mostly donations. It's a very, you know, lean staff with Jay and Billy Ferrante and Ellie, and there are others. But it's about volunteers.
Yeah.
Chevron is one of the partners for this year's Super Bowl, and they're, you know, kind of preparing this year's group of 5,000 volunteers. Now everybody goes, oh, I want to be, can I be a, you know, at the portal for the Super Bowl? Well, yeah, guess what? Everybody wants that. But there's so many other events. We just got announced yesterday, USA Gymnastics coming. They've not been here since, I think it was 1996. It's been a long, long time. And that's coming. That is a big deal.
That's a big event.
That is a big deal. We've had the SEC, you know, back-to-back years, and they broke their own record for attendance. But to have the USA as a precursor to the Olympics, man. And so all of that, back in 1992, when we got the Olympic trials, that was the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, right? It was a grassroots effort. But you, and other cities, unfortunately, have taken our model and using it to get events, because they now have foundations that they realize you got to have. The Saints can't do it at all. We can't do it. You need somebody.
You separate. Need the mechanism to right. gather 24/7
with partners like
365.
The
right.
Exactly.
I just saw Dave Sherman walk through. He's a lawyer here. He's a friend, known him for a long time. He was the whatever president or chairman or whatever of the Sports Foundation for a long time. His son. Legacy, you know, has done that as well. And what you're finding is many families that get involved like this, and, you know, the next generation, and that's what you need. You need the next generation to backfill, because whether we like it or not, we're getting old.
I wish I could argue with you there, but I can't. But the young lady who cuts my hair, Janelle Grayson, her son, he's 25, he just signed up to be a member of the GNOSF. He wants to get involved.
Right.
That is exactly what we're talking about.
Absolutely, and exactly what we need. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with some more folks. Anna Isaacson, Senior VP of Social Responsibility of the NFL. Mike Sawaya, President and CEO of the Ernest N. Morial Convention Center. And others as they start to trickle into the Dome. We are here for the Super Bowl kickoff, honors luncheon of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. The place has never looked better. It's exciting. You can start feeling the momentum build, people getting excited about the Super Bowl.
Doors are open.
There you go. That is the operative word. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.